You would hide me in you, that I would speak only what is from your heart, God. I thank you, Lord, that you take care of all the anxiety, all of the uneasiness, that your word could come forth with clarity and understanding, because it's all about you. And for that, we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I need to be higher. 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 Good to go higher, right? Well, as we know, we're celebrating Memorial Day tomorrow, and I'm excited because I get off work, at least for a few hours. So I'm excited. I don't never sleep late, so. But we have set aside, you know, America set aside this day to honor those that who chose to enlist. Glenn, which way do I need to go with this? Is it okay back there? Okay. Is that good? Okay. Thumbs up. So, you know, may we never forget or take for granted what we're celebrating tomorrow is Memorial Day. The greatest, it's a time set aside, we know, to remind us of the greatest, of the freedom that we have in this great nation today because of those that have chosen to leave family and everything behind and go to foreign soil to fight. And I preached a message last year on the greatest soldier that ever lived. And I'm going to preach that message, not that same message, because I feel like I have involved as a preacher since then, maybe a little bit anyway. So that's going to be the title of it, but it'll be in a different way. But it's still going to be good, amen, because it's the word. So, but today we're going to be talking about the greatest soldier that ever lived. And this soldier laid down his life so that others might live. And he's the one who gave us spiritual freedom.
That's right.
And he paid the ultimate sacrifice for us all. And he's a man who loved those, even those that had turned their backs on him. In Luke 1:30-33 today, it tells us, but the angel said to Mary, don't be afraid. You found favor with God. You'll conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. And that's who we're going to be talking about today, the greatest soldier that ever lived. What's the name? Jesus. Of course, we also know him by many other names, but it comes back that when he was here walking this earth, he was known among man, amen, as Jesus. So he will be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end. So Jesus simply meaning he shall save. He shall save. The Bible speaks of him. It says in Romans, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his love, own love for us in this while we were yet sinners. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. Wow, that's love. That is love. And for those of us who have accepted this gift of salvation, every day should be a memorial day of thanksgiving of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. Every day. May we never forget the sacrifice that he paid that we could have freedom spiritually. Amen. And to be born again. So we should always remember the sacrifice of heaven's greatest soldier. He was born. And I read this one time and I found it. So this isn't me. I couldn't find who wrote this. So I don't give credit for this, but it was good, and I want to read it to you about him, putting us as a remembrance of where he come from. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. And then for 3 years, he was a minister. He never wrote a book, never held an office, never had a family or home. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. This is unlike some of these preachers we see today, amen. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him, and all of his friends ran away. One of them even denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial, nailed to a cross between two thieves. And while he was dying, his executioners gambled for his garments, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a barred tomb laid in a barred grave through the pity of a friend. No other has risen from the dead, but the grave could not hold him. And on the third day, he rose again. The greatest miracle in all of history had just taken place. Jesus Christ was alive. Woo! For 40 days, he walked among the people again. Then he ascended back to the Father seated at his right hand. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of a man on this earth as much as his one solitary life. And his name was Jesus. Whew, never signed a book deal. Amen. But yet his life is still having effect on people today and will continue to do so. Just read the Bible, is still the most sold book. The most sold book. The Word tells us in John chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not one thing made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, put it out or absorbed it or appropriated it, and is unreceptive to it. That light is still shining in this dark world today because of the greatest soldier that ever lived. God chose to step out of eternity and come into this world as a human baby onto foreign soil, a place where he did live, full of no suffering, no pain or nothing, but chose to come to live among us, to go through what we could go through so that he could experience it. Amen. And just as those who choose to go into the military as a change of address, we know that Jesus laid aside his heavenly address to come to this earth, to a place he lived in perfection, as I said a while ago, free from pain and suffering. He left all that behind to enter into this sin-cursed world. Wow. John 1:14 tells us, and the Word Christ became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty. Such a glory as the only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. Jesus laid aside his heavenly apparel. He laid aside his address, and he laid aside his heavenly apparel by taking on the form of a man to become human, to walk among us. So he puts on the uniform that was assigned to him. Philippians 2:6 tells us, but stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of a servant slave, in that he might become like men, and was born a human being. 1 John 4:14 says, moreover, we have seen with our own eyes and can testify to the truth that Father God has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. This greatest soldier, Jesus' name, means to save. And so what is the purpose? We know that he changed his address. We know that he changed his apparel. Amen. So what is the purpose now of Jesus coming to be our greatest soldier, to fight on our behalf so that we could have freedom? 1 John 3:8 tells us the reason the Son of God was made manifest, visible, was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus came to undo the works of the devil. We could go all the way back to Genesis and look at the first sin in the garden, the trespass in the garden. Sin entered into the world. And then we move on to Cain, moved with envy and killed his brother Abel. And so from that point on, sin began to increase. It's also the love toward God and of others began to decrease. Nations were built and kingdoms and foreign gods was worshipped as people strayed further and further from God. So the world tangled and was twisted by sin. Every man did what they thought was right in their own eyes, abounding in wickedness greatly. And God, beholding the wickedness that was in the land, to destroy the wickedness. So then we read the story of the flood, where it says he had destroyed the entire world, saved 8 souls, Noah being one, and he was called a man of righteousness. So God started over again and gave man another chance. But God, seeing that man, the ways of men were always going to be on wickedness. Their heart was going to always be turned to wickedness from their birth. So man could never save themselves. Man could never save themselves. So Jesus came to undo this rope of bondage for anyone who would accept the plan of salvation. He came to take that knot out of that rope of bondage that had been developed over and over the years. Luke 19 tells us, 10 tells us that he came to what? To seek and to save that which was lost. He came to offer salvation to those who would receive this gift. And Jesus not only spoke of his kingdom, which he has authority to unloose the bondage, he actually performed the power of his kingdom with signs following. So he just wasn't all talk. Amen. He came with power to undo people from bondage, whether it was sickness or whatever, when he walked among us. So death entered into the world by this one deed of Adam, but eternal life entered into this world by one man, the greatest soldier that ever lived, which is Jesus Christ. Death reigned from Adam to him, but eternal life reigned by Jesus Christ. And so this gift of salvation that was given to us is not just a ticket to heaven. So many people just get saved and think, wow, I'm going to heaven. And they do, broke, miserable, bitter, offended. Those things aren't going to keep you out of heaven. What's going to keep you out of heaven is not accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. So the ticket he offered to us is things. The gift that he offered us in salvation was to live a life abundantly. The works that he came to undo of Satan. Amen. To live this life now abundantly in this earth and to receive the overflow that he has promised us as children of God. So accepting this plan of salvation is the key to living the abundant life here on this earth. Salvation comes from the word soteria. And it means deliverance. It means preservation. It means soundness. It means prosperity, happiness, rescue, general well-being. We're not going to need all those things when we get to heaven. It's all going to be good then. I don't know about you, but I need some help on the way. Amen. I need some soundness of mind here. I need some peace here. I need some deliverance here. Amen. I need some well-being here. And that was the gift that the greatest soldier came to give. Amen. It was all those things for this life now. The works of Satan brought blindness to the world, but Jesus brought healing to the blind. We were all blind at one time. We were all blind to our sin. We were all blind to the crazy stuff we're doing. But God still had us on his mind. And he still loved us, and he still had a plan for us. No matter when we sat there acting crazy, and if it wasn't for the grace of God, if it wasn't for his grace, amen, if it wasn't for his grace. Satan brought lameness to the world, but Jesus caused the lame to walk again. You know, that doesn't just mean physically. Things come along in our life, like we talked about the woman last week with the issue. You know, things come in our life that causes us to be lame. And we walk through all of life lame, barely getting by. When Jesus says, I've come with the plan of salvation that you could not be walked, that you don't have to walk lame. Amen. That you can be healed and you can be whole and walk a life of soundness. He brought deafness into the world, but Jesus brought the healing of blind eyes. Satan brought death by sin into the world, but Jesus brought resurrection of the dead by righteousness into the world. So as we leave this morning, may we never forget not only those that have died to give us our freedom that we have in this country, but the most important freedom that we can have is our freedom that Jesus brought and paid for with his blood. Amen. Because without that freedom, the freedom of those that have died and paid the price for our freedom is not going to really amount to a whole lot. Because we're still going to live a life in bondage. Amen. We're still going to live a life in bondage. Short message today, but I hope you never forget not just those that have fallen for our country, but also the sacrifice that was made at the cross when he said it is finished and he destroyed the works of the devil. Jesus came to this earth to destroy the works of the devil. He came into this earth to seek and to save that which was lost. I don't know what you may have lost in this life. Amen. You know, you may have lost friends. You may have lost a spouse. You may have lost children. You may have lost jobs. But he said, hey, I have come to restore that which you have lost. I have come to bring healing to you and for you. Amen. Let's stand. I want to read you one more thing this morning before we're dismissed. I think I've read it before, but it's just awesome. Awesome, awesome. And it's talking about Jesus, and, you know, Brother Ricardo was singing songs this morning that goes along with the message. It's just a Holy Ghost thing. Amen? He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Remember, we're talking about Jesus. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and he will always be unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought our healing. He was pierced and eased our pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power, reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him. And leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him. And the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. And the new age can't replace him. He is light, love, and longevity. And Lord. He is goodness, kindness, powerful and pure, holy and righteous, and gentleness. His ways are right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is always on us. He is our Redeemer, Savior, God, and he is our peace. He is our joy, our comfort, our Lord, and he rules our life. We serve him because his bond is love, his burden is light, and his goal for us is abundant life. We follow him because he is the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, the overseer of the overcomers, and the sovereign Lord of all that was, is, and is to come. He will never leave us, never forsake us, never mislead us, never forget us, and never overlook us. When he falls, he lifts us up. When we fail, he forgives. When we're weak, he's strong. And when we're lost, he is the way. Wow. When I'm afraid, he is our courage. When we stumble, he steadies us. When we're hurt, he heals us. When we're broken, he mends us. When we face trials, he is with me. When we face trials, he is with us. When we face persecution, he shields us. When we face problems, he comforts us. And when we face loss, he provides for us. When we face death, he carries us home. He is God. He is faithful. He is, and he is ours. God is in control, and I am on his side. And that means all is well with my soul. Amen. Amen. All is well with my soul. Father, we just thank you for your word today as we're put a remembrance of what Jesus did and come to this earth for. And I speak to anyone that's here today or anyone that's listening to the sound of my voice. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're here today or if you're listening to this message today or later, it's a very simple thing. He's already paid the price. You don't have to clean yourself up and come to him. You don't have to do anything but accept the fact that he died on the cross for you. And just ask him to come into your heart. Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart. I accept you as my Savior. I accept you as my Lord. Teach me your word. It's as simple as that. And you're a son and daughter of God. That can happen anywhere, anytime, any place. Amen. And I offer that to you today to really start living, because you haven't really started living. You think you have started living, but you've never started living until you begin a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. And Father, we just thank you for your word today. And I speak your blessings over us today. I speak, Lord, that we are highly favored of you, that you love us unconditionally. So thankful that we don't have to do anything to earn your grace. to earn to be a son and daughter, but you've accepted us as we are, and you're still working in us and through us. And for that, I'm thankful today. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen.